Hi, I'm Rogan Ferguson, a program manager working on Visual Studio Team Services. In this video, I'm going to show you how to migrate from Team Foundation Server to Visual Studio Team Services using the TFS Database Import Service. Now that the import service is in general availability, it has never been a better time to migrate to VSTS. Let's cover some of the high-level details on how the import service works. It operates at the team project collection level, allowing the service to make the import high fidelity. The import service allows you to bring your data to the cloud, data such as TFEC chain sets, work item numbers, including the same number that they had on-prem, build history, and much more brought over to Visual Studio Team Services. Each collection, once imported, goes into a brand new VSTS account. The account is created during the import itself. Think of an account in VSTS as the equivalent of a collection in TFS. At this time, imports can't be done project by project or into an existing account. A migration effort in the import service can be broken down into six distinct phases. In this video, we're going to briefly touch on the initial three phases, but the primary focus will be on the last three phases. By the end, you should understand what's involved in the process to import your collections using the import service. Before diving into the migration process, let's talk about some of the prerequisites. First, you will need to be on one of the two most recent versions of Team Foundation Server. These releases include all major releases and updates. It's important to note that the release candidate and preview releases are not supported with the import service. Secondly, you'll need to be using Azure Active Directory for cloud identity management. To ensure that your identities are mapped correctly, you need to have Azure AD Connect set up. This will allow the import service to map identities from your Active Directory to your Azure Active Directory. For teams using Office 365, you're already good to go, as onboarding Office 365 means you have met all the identity prerequisites. The final three phases of a migration are validation, getting ready, also known as preparing, and actually executing that import. Validation evaluates the collection state, process customizations, and other artifacts to ensure it can be successfully moved to VSTS. Certain aspects of TFS collections differ from what's supported on VSTS, primarily in the process customization space. Any errors that are flagged during this step will need to be corrected before moving forward. Once your collection successfully validates, you'll need to generate an import specification file and fill it out. The import specification file is used to set your import options. Finally, you'll be ready to import your collection database. You'll be able to perform a dry run or a production run import using the import service. It is always recommended that you complete a dry run import prior to performing a production import. The steps to validate, prepare, and execute an import are all done using a tool called TFS Migrator. Let's check out the import service in action by actually executing an import. Let's check out the import service in action. What I have here currently is a TFS 2017 update to install. I have a Fabricam collection, and I have three projects in my Fabricam collection, and we're going to be importing this collection into Visual Studio Team Services using the import service. But before we do that, let's take a look at some of the data that's in this collection currently so we can reference it again once this collection is in the cloud. Let's take a look at the Fabricam app project. We're going to look at two things. First, we're going to look at the work items in our backlog. Let's make note of the order that they come in, as well as the work item numbers for some of these stories, like this one. User story number 11, add a place for customers to log into the application. We're also going to take a look at our pull request that we have open in this collection. I have three members of my team assigned to this currently. I can see that it's in a state where we're waiting for the author and that there are some comments on the actual code in the pull request itself. So we're going to come back to this pull request once we're in the cloud and we're actually going to complete it and verify that the data is still there, including all of our comments, code, and the state of the pull request itself. All right, so the first step in order to execute an import is to validate that the collection is okay for import. So we're going to use TFS Migrator to do that. I'm going to go ahead, open up the command prompt, and I'm going to issue a command. Every command in TFS Migrator follows a similar pattern. TFS Migrator invoking the commandlet itself, typing in the type of command I want to run, which in this case is a validate, and pointing it at my collection. In this case, because my collection is on my local box, I'm just going to point it at my local host, TFS, and at the Fabricam collection. I'm going to hit enter. Certain features might be in a preview, so currently right now, including release management in your imports in a preview, I'm going to choose to include that with my import as I'm going through these steps. You can see that it's going to run a set of collection metadata checks. These checks will make sure that things like size of the collection, any other versioning in the collection is all up to date. It'll go and extract the processes and ensure that the processes are also okay to import the team services. So you can see it's validating them and looks like it's done. We'll notice if we scroll up that all collection validations passed. So we had a successful validation, which means we're on the right road to import the team services. We can also see the tool provides guidance based on the state that was the result of running the command. In this case, it was successful. So it's going to provide text on how to actually go about the next steps in this, which is running the prepare command. If there was a failure, it would provide resources for me to go look at to help troubleshoot any errors that I might have. And from time to time, we also have announcements on new and great things in the import service that can show up from the server here that are useful to take note of when you see them. Before we move on and run that prepare command, let's go ahead and take a look at one of the logging files that was generated there so we can get familiar with it. Every logging file will go into the logs folder underneath the directory that you unzip TFS Migrator, unless you pointed the logs to a different directory. I'll go into the folder that has my collection's name, and I can go into the most recent one, or my only logging run on Validate, and I can see that there's a series of logs. You're going to want to focus on the tfsmigrator.log. This one contains everything that TFS Migrator did from beginning to end when it executed the command you issued it. This log is full of a lot of useful information. Even if your collection doesn't or does pass validation, it might be worth opening it up. You can get useful tips like where and what area does your collection have the most amount of execution time, which identities have the most amount of execution time, size of your collection, as well as where the size is being used up. For those of you that might have really old collections, this could be useful for figuring out where you can go to remove data to help speed up your migration or simply shrink the size of your collection so it's easier for you moving forward. Now that we've taken a look at this log and we can see that everything is okay, let's go ahead and move on to the next step, which is running the prepare command. The prepare command is going to help us generate the import specification file. This file allows us to set import properties to actually go ahead and execute our import. Again, we're going to be using TFS Migrator. So I'm going to go back to my command prompt window that had TFS Migrator. I'm going to execute a very similar command. Again, invoking TFS Migrator. This time the command I want to run is prepare. Again, I'm going to point it at my collection. So in this case, on my box locally, I'm going to point it at localhost 8080 TFS and my Fabricam collection. I'm going to add two additional parameters though, compared to when we ran the validate command. The first one is going to be account region, and this is going to be the region that we import our collection into. When you use the migration guide, the migration guide will help you with finding what region you're going to import it into and what shorthand code you should use. In this case, we know that we want to import to Central United States, so we're going to go ahead and put that shorthand code there, which is CUS. We are also going to provide one more additional parameter, which is called the tenant domain name. And this is just going to be a reference to your Azure Active Directory. The easiest way to think of what should go in here is take your email address for your AAD identity, take the part that comes after the at symbol. So my email address is something that has an @microsoft.com ending. I'm just going to put microsoft.com since I want to target the Microsoft AAD tenant for importing my identities when we do this import. I'm going to go ahead and click enter. It's going to run a validation again. It's also going to ask me to sign in. It's important that I sign in with an identity that is in the same AAD as the one I'm targeting. This is what's going to help it generate an identity map logging file to kind of give us an idea of what everything will look like identity state post-import. Once it signs in, it'll continue running a validation. Why do we run a validation again? Well, simply put, something might have changed in your collection between your validate, having run the validate, and actually running the prepare command. So we just want to be extra safe and make sure we catch any of those errors. If successful, it'll generate that import specification file that we were looking for, as well as that identity map log. So let's go ahead and scroll up. We can see that, again, all validations passed, so we successfully generated the files that we'll need to go ahead and run that import. Let's go take a look at those files real quick. So I'm going to open up. I'm going to go back up to my logs directory, into Fabricam. I'm going to pick the most recent run and open it up. We can see here that I have my usual logging files, but I have two additional files. One of them is the import specification file, also called the import.json, and the other one is the identity map logging file. Let's open up that import.json really quickly and take a look at what's in it. The import specification file has three important sections. The source section, which describes where the import service can get access to your data import. The target, which is basically providing the account name for the account that you want to be created during import. And the properties, which define the type of import you want to run. We'll touch more on that in just a minute. There's also two additional sections. One is the validation data section. This is data that's generated with the import specification file that helped drive your import. You don't need to touch anything in here. Everything is pre-generated by TFS Migrator, and it's simply there to help your import run the way it is. So I suggest not touching anything in the validation data section. The last one is the identity list. This is going to include a list of all identities that actually have permissions to your collection on TFS. Now you might be wondering, how are these identities going to be imported? What state will they be in when they're imported, and how does that identity import actually work? Well, that's what that identity mapping file log, identity map file log file is actually used for. So I'm gonna go ahead and close this, and we're gonna open up this CSV, this identity map log file. Now this file is meant to show you how your on-premises identities in Active Directory will be mapped into Visual Studio Team Services post-import. Now, there are two important columns to watch out when you're in here. The first one is going to be the expected import status column. There are two types of ways an identity can be imported. They can be imported historically, or they can be imported actively. The easiest way to think of this is if you're imported historically, it will only copy your display name as you see it here in the AD user column and put that display name on any artifact, including things like work items, check-ins, or requested builds in VSTS. It's really just a way for you to go back and look at previous employees or current employees that weren't mapped actively into the import and see the history that they've committed. These identities that get imported historically will not have membership in the collection, no permissions, and they will not have the ability, they will not have an access level or the ability to access the account. Users that are imported actively will have all their artifacts mapped to their new AAD user. In this case, I can see that my on-premises name, North America Roferg, will be imported actively, and I will be able to sign in as roferg@microsoft.com and be able to get access to everything that I had and I owned in on-premises TFS. So essentially, if they're mapped actively, the user in the AD column will become the user in the AAD column, and that's the user the person can sign in with post-import. If you see a user that is currently marked as historical, but you want them to be imported actively, you will need to go and check your Azure AD Connect and ensure that their security identifier is being mapped into a property called the on-premises security identifier. So for example, if Roferg was being mapped historically, I would take this SID that I'm seeing in the identity map file log, I would go work with my AAD admin and ensure that the identity that I would expect this user to be mapped to, roferg@microsoft.com, currently has an on-premises security identifier property that has the same SID that I see for the on-prem identity in this file. If you're satisfied with everything here, you can close the logging file. And it is important to note that if you do make any changes, you should rerun the prepare command to get a new logging file. All right, so we're ready to actually go ahead and start executing an import for this collection. First things first, I'm going to copy this import specification file into a different directory to make it easier for me to actually go and access it and queue that import. Now, it's important to note that I'm going to have to take my collection offline and detach it so I can actually go ahead and create the DACPAC file that I'll use to store the collection data and provide it to the import service. So from the Team Foundation Administrative Console, I'm going to go for detach, verify that I have a backup, and we go ahead and detach that collection. All right, the collection's been successfully detached. I'm going to click complete, and I'm going to close that. So my collection is currently offline, and I'm going to go ahead and generate what's called a DACPAC file, a data application to your packaging file. I'm going to do that using a tool called sqlpackage.exe. This tool is included with all installs of SQL Server Management Studio or any machine that has SQL Server installed. If you don't have that on the machine that you want to run this command from, the migration guide will give you a link to where you can go and download this tool and just the sqlpackage.exe tool, so you don't have to go and install things like SQL Server Management Studio or SQL Server. The command itself, I'm just invoking sqlpackage.exe. I'm providing a connection to my SQL Server or where my TFS database is being hosted. I'm providing the name of the collection itself. So in this case, my collection is called TFS_Fabricam. And I'm providing a target file. This is the location where I want this to be saved. So I want it to be saved under cdemo import fabricam.dacpack. It's important that when you generate the DACPAC, you do it from this command line tool, sqlpackage.exe, because it allows us to include optional parameters like extract all table data. Generally, DACPACs just include schemas, and if you try to generate them from SQL Server Management Studio, most folks will end up missing the fact that by default, it won't include their table data. So it's always important to generate this file from the sqlpackage.exe and copy this command, which is provided in the migration guide, to ensure that you get this extra optional parameter, which is required for the import itself. So let's go ahead and generate this. It'll take a few seconds. All right, now that the DACPAC is generated, all we need to do is upload it into Azure, into a storage account, fill out the import specification file, and queue the actual import itself. So let's go ahead and get started by uploading that DACPAC. I'm going to go to the location where I saved that DACPAC file, right here, and I'm going to use a tool called the Microsoft Azure Storage Explorer. This tool is great because it allows me to easily explore my storage accounts and drag and drop upload files. You'll notice I've created a storage account called VSTS Import Demo. What's important to note is that the storage account needs to be created in that same region that we're importing our account into, so in this case, Central US. And I've created a blob container underneath that account called import demo. And that's where I'm going to be placing that DACPAC. So let's go ahead and drag and drop it to start that upload. A good tip is that if the DACPAC itself is under 10 gigs, the drag and drop upload in the Microsoft Azure Storage Explorer works perfectly fine. If you're going to be importing a collection that's greater than 10 gigabytes and you're using the DACPAC method, I recommend that you go and use the ASCOPY executable tool from the command line to do the upload. The migration guide has more information on this, but essentially the tool allows you to do a multi-threaded upload. But for our file, it's small enough. Going this way works perfectly fine. Let's go ahead and open up that import specification file and actually fill it out. All right, let's start with the easiest one, which is the account name. One thing to note is that this account cannot already be used or exist in Visual Studio Team Services. So an easy way to figure out if an account name is currently being used or not is to open up a web browser, go ahead and actually take that account name, so Roford Connect Demo, put .visualstudio.com at the end, and see if you get anything to be returned. If you get a 404, then I know that this account name currently isn't in use and it's safe to use it for my import attempt. I'm going to open up my import specification file, and I'm going to put Roford Connect Demo as the account name. The type of import, we're going to be selecting a dry run import. A dry run import is a test import. The account that's created for this test import only stays around for 15 to 21 days, which is fine because we just want some time to verify that the import worked and that we're satisfied with everything that we see. Production run import should only be performed when you're ready to keep that account forever and use it for your day-to-day development work. Always remember, do a dry run before you do a production run. The DAC pack name, it tries to smartly fill it in as default collection, but we know that we called this one Fabricam, so we'll go ahead and change that name there to match the name of the DAC pack file we created. The last property we need is the location parameter. And this is essentially just a shared access signature key. It provides delegated access to the storage container so we can get access to this TFS Fabricam DAC pack. You can generate this by opening up the Microsoft Azure Storage Explorer tool, going down to the container that contains your DAC pack, right-clicking on it, selecting Get Shared Access Signature. You only need to provide reader list permissions. We suggest setting the expiry time to 7 days in the future, and click Create. You can copy the URL parameter, go back into the import specification file, and go and copy that item in there. Don't forget to save. That's it, we're now ready to queue the import. Just like all the other TFS Migrator commands, import's no different. I start by invoking TFS Migrator, providing the import command. But what's different on this one is I'm going to provide the import file property. This is going to be a pointer to my import specification file that I just filled out. In this case, it's on my C drive, demo import, import.json. I hit enter. It's going to validate that file to ensure that I haven't missed filling out a parameter and that all the parameters I provided are valid. It's going to ask me if I want to import to Team Services. I'm going to say yes. It's going to ask me to log in again, and it's important that I log in with a user that is in the same AAD that I ran the prepare command against, in this case, my Microsoft identity. It's also important to note that the user that signs in at this step will be the individual that ends up owning the account once it's done. The account owner can be changed post-import, though, so if you don't like who owns the account, you can always go and fix that after the import's completed. Once it finishes signing in, it'll start to queue the import, it'll run some checks, and we can see that the import was successfully queued. I'll notice that it'll give me a link to go monitor this import. When you actually go to the account that you're trying to create, it will show you a status page and tell you how the import's progressing. One thing to note is that this status page might take up to 5 to 10 minutes to show up once you queue the import itself. After about 5 to 10 minutes, we can see that when I refresh the page for the collection that I'm importing, that I get this status page that tells me what's going on. I can see that I'm importing into Rofer Connect Demo-Dryrun. I can see that I'm on step 1 of 7 on the import, and it's restoring my collection in Visual Studio Team Services. It'll give me a little bit of detail about what's going on and tell me the last time that it was updated here. I can stay on this screen, and it'll continuously refresh until the import's completed. Once it's completed, instead of taking me to the status page, it will take me to the import account itself. Coming back, now that the import's completed, we're back on that pull request that we started on-prem. Very quickly, I can see that all the users that were present in the on-prem pull request are here in the pull request, now it's in VSTS. I can see the comments and history on the pull request are here, along with the time, original times as to when these were created. I can even see the emoji that I had on-prem that's still there. I can see that I'm waiting for the offer, and I started this pull request on-prem, and now I can go ahead and complete it in the hosted service of Visual Studio Team Services. Now that you've had a chance to see the migration process in action, you should try it yourself. Get started by downloading the migration guide. This guide provides explanations and details on an entire migration effort from phase 1 to 6. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the cloud very soon.